Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
It says here to take two for results in 8 hours. That means we should take eight for results in two. Yep.
With Dusty Hara.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
No.
And Cam Cleland.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer.
Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
People don't forget.
The Fan.
All right, 55305. The better you today text line. Dusty Hara, Cam Cleland. And Ryan Buckley, we're all back together again. I think we're going to be here throughout the college football season. I don't have any planned days off, do you?
Fingers crossed.
Or except for Friday, August 30th, I'm going to be out.
So that does mean you won't be here.
Yep, that's it.
You came out with, I don't have, oh
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, wait a minute. As I was thinking it through, words were coming out of my mouth.
Is that Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, that's when Dirt, Anthony Newman, and myself head down to the Big Oregon Auburn.
Going down.
Down to the Big D. We're going down, and we leave that morning. So I have a feeling I won't be able to do the show when my flight takes off at 9:57.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea for you to get to the airport early.
Knowing our boss, I'll have to just send my bags with Dirt and then take an Uber.
What, you don't have a private plane going down? Didn't get a little net jets taking care of each other?
Lloyd Christmas it down the runway and just run right off of that little flight dock thingy.
Not in the budget.
Nope. Okay, but we were talking college football. Is the fact that we've got 10 games that could decide the college football season, is that good or bad for the product? And it's just the perception, the way you look at it. And this text is a good one to kind of jump off at this point. College football is a pageant show where reputation is 75% of the equation to win. It's a corrupt and archaic system built on benefits benefit a few. Look no further than Alabama, 65 plus 4 or 5-star players every year the past 8 seasons. They might put the best talent to the NFL, but they also keep and get the most out of it. And, was it drain the entire league of value?
It's quite a text.
It
is. But it's good.
They're right. Mm-hmm. It is a pageant show. It's a huge.
It's kind of like the swimsuit models as they come walking out there. Which ones look really good before you even hear them talk? And talking is plain. Isn't that fair?
Was it Miss South Carolina?
Remember
the Iraq and such?
Mm-hmm. Well, come on. It's not fair.
No, it's not.
This isn't an intellectual contest in college football. It's either can you win or can you not. But an unstable balance of rules where every conference does things differently in a so-called quote-unquote league of balance couldn't be a farther from the truth. It's just a giant misnomer.
And they're just like, it's fair. It's totally fair.
No, I'm not a fan of that word fair. That fair. I mean, I'm not saying it's, but if fair is, it's a dumb word. It's just it just doesn't make sense.
But you sit there and you mentioned NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, all of them have a chance to win. You know, they all have a chance to win.
Not
college
just
football,
them.
You don't.
Well, not just them, but every other college activity, every other college sport from the start to finish has an opportunity to win a national championship based upon whether their performance is good, not whether someone thinks you are good or not, or if you, well, your strength of schedule. Well, we think that Michigan and that game and transitive property means that you're better than FHU, which I just made that up.
FHU.
Future Hall of Fame Association. I don't know.
Right.
Doesn't matter. So whatever you think is good,
Florida,
what I think is good, is going to get you to the national championship game.
Yeah.
Not whether you actually are good or not.
Like in case in point, like Portland State isn't on the same planet as Duke, but they win the Big Sky. They're going to have a shot, likely playing Duke in the first round.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You have a shot.
Yeah, yeah, you're there, and you have that opportunity.
So you get rewarded for playing successfully. Lee.
Yes. All right. Right now, it is 7:06. Get it, bud.
What's hot?
Spoken.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Okay, remember Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels?
Oh, is he letting a few things out again?
So
trustworthy.
Remember, he's probably going to be going to prison for extortion.
Yeah, he tried to extort Nike, didn't he?
Yeah, but a motion filed in federal court on behalf of Avenatti alleges the corruption and under-the-table payouts to elite high school players within Nike's Elite Youth Basketball League. He's claiming to have documents that are saying that the Nike execs were willing to pay Zion Williamson $35,000 and $20,000 to Romeo Langford, who went to Michigan State. I mean, he's charged for extortion, so...
He's letting everybody's going down. He's just taking the whole ship down.
Yeah, he says he
turned state's evidence on everybody.
He says that he has text messages and emails and other documents that say Nike was willing to pay these guys a bunch of money. It says 20 for Langford, 35 plus. It's all very
willing
coded.
To pay, but did they pay?
Well, I don't know. It's all very coded because it says 35 plus for Zion. It doesn't say $35,000, but that's what we all think it is.
Sure.
Remember the last time he did it, it was like, he's like, I have these ledgers, and then he showed him and it was like, that doesn't prove anything. You could have made that ledger. He's saying that he has the goods on it now, so we'll see. But he's still going to prison for extortion, so sure. I don't know if I buy it.
Are we that delusional to think that this stuff was not happening?
No.
Okay.
No. No. We know it happens. Here's my thing. I don't care.
I don't care either. I don't care if you pay them $1 million.
You know what?
It's not going to change what I think.
Actually,
he's good or not.
I do care. I do. Zion Williamson was worth way more than $35,000. Yeah. What is going on here?
Exactly.
You're as cold as ice.
It's ridiculous.
I don't care if you're good, get paid. I don't care.
I'm outraged.
I don't care.
$35,000, that's it?
It's not fair because Billy is so much better and he deserves it because he did. But
I don't really care.
All right. Injury notes from training camps at Oregon and Oregon State. Yesterday, according to the Oregonian, Jacob Breland and Darian Felix were out. Breland, the tight end.
Yeah, Breland, what's going on with that? Just taking
it was
a break.
To be expected that he'd be out for a second day, but it is
an
injury that's not supposed to be
training
too
camp
long.
Soreness.
Cam McCormick, another tight end who had a great week one but got hurt. He's limited, expected to be a full participant later this week. But Darian Felix is a guy that, man, he got hurt last year, but he is electric. He is faster than Travis Dye, bigger than Dye as well. He's the fastest back Oregon has. He could be the third punch in that running back backfield with Travis Dye and C.J. Verdell. But he can't stay healthy, so hopefully this injury isn't too much. Meanwhile, Brian Addison and Gary Baker, the wide receiver Addison and Baker, the defensive lineman, both returned to practice yesterday. So good news for the Ducks there. For the Beavs on the injury front, safety Jalen Moore, he was back at practice. He's been nursing a hamstring injury. Center Nathan Eldridge lightly participated, and David Morris and Artavis Pierce are getting back into action, according to Nick Daschle, taking part in drills. So
16 days away. 16.
No big injuries. 15 days for the Beavs.
That's true, 15. We talked about this yesterday. 0 week. You a fan of 0 week?
Yes, love it.
Did you know where ESPN's game day is going to be for 0 week? Did you know?
Yeah.
Where's it going to be?
I have it at the notes. Yeah. Disney World.
You know what the problem is?
I do. We were going to talk about it at 6:15.
We talked about that. Sorry.
Oh, you did?
No, but we'll save
Wait,
that.
You talked about Washington State's flag not going to be there?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
It doesn't mean we can't talk about it again.
Okay. I think that's horrible. Disney World, get your act together. The Lee Corso needs to run around with the flag. That needs to be the fix, right?
Tradition.
Got to happen.
I don't know if I like 0 week.
Why?
Because just have give me week one. Why can't call it week one?
It's because not everybody can play.
Doesn't matter. It's still week one.
It's true. Teams won't be 0-0 after 0 week.
It'd be like calling. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I like it. It makes me feel special.
Next thing we'll have -1 week.
0 week makes me feel special about it happening, though. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
It's like, hey, this is good. Diana Russini of ESPN Buck has been saying it in his sports updates that Russini, former Portlandite, you say Marcus Mariota, not a lock, to be the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I don't know. This should not be a surprise. He has not been offered a contract. He's in his fifth year. We don't know if he'll be franchised or anything. And Coach Vrabel's as transparent as it comes. You did not draft Marcus Mariota. And you brought in Ryan Tannehill, which you know how my feelings are on Ryan Tannehill. But
you think he's the best quarterback in the league?
No, I just think that you're looking at two guys that are battling it out, and that's what it is. I mean, if you haven't been offered a contract extension at this point when you're in your fifth season as that, Marcus is, that's kind of where we're at now.
Is what?
He's an average quarterback. I can say it. He's average in the NFL right now under the perception of his head coach and the rest of the league. His job is not secure.
Yeah. In the best ability is availability, right? Isn't that what you guys say?
Don't get hurt.
He's pretty good when he's healthy, but he's rarely healthy.
100% agree with that.
All right. And if you're not better than Ryan Tannehill, you shouldn't be the starter. So
that's also fair.
All right, Major League Baseball scoreboard from a day ago. Clayton Kershaw's good at baseball. He struck out 10 as the Dodgers beat the Marlins 9-1. Juggernaut! The Dodgers and the Dodgers are right now. Marlins, not so much. They're on a collision course. You know, I think, was it this weekend? Dodgers-Yankees series in Chavez Ravine.
I did not know that.
Two Ooh. Best teams in baseball.
Tickle me interested.
Yeah, the only reason why I know about that is because I was in Southern California.
God, they have the exact same record.
Yeah, they're both 81-41. Dear God.
How about that? Are we getting a World Series preview? No. Before you jump at it, I already said it yesterday. I am jonesing for the Yankees-Astros ALCS. I am jonesing for that. Whether it happens out of that, okay, blah, 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 blah. But... if this is a preview, okay, we'll accept it. I don't think the Dodgers are going to get challenged at all in the National League.
No.
They're going to run through the National League.
Yankees beat the Orioles for a 16th straight time, 6-5 to get to 81-41. But if you look at it, and this is what I'm excited for, the Astros lost to the White Sox somehow. But you have the Yankees at 81-41. The Astros are 78-43. But are you going to sit there and just... throw away the Twins or Indians in the AL or whomever gets that wild card?
I don't think they're as good as both Houston and New York.
But
I don't.
If those two teams get hot, and I don't think so either, but if those two teams get hot, they could make a charge at both of them in a series. The American League is going to be a grinder.
Yeah, no, it's a much tougher division.
The Dodgers are going to just waltz their way into the World Series again. You think the Dodgers finally win it, though?
Not if they don't get out of their dumb way with the stupid analytics. Because last time I checked, when you hit October, it shouldn't be about pitch count.
Yeah, that's dumb. All right, preseason baseball football tonight. Five games across the National Football League. Eagles, Jags, Jets, Falcons, Bengals, Redskins. Oh my God.
Gross.
Why is that gross?
Bengals, Redskins. I don't want to watch either of those teams.
Oh my Did you see?
I don't even want to watch
is
their first stringers.
Is that the worst game that you could think of? Like, could you imagine being a Redskins fan and being charged full price for that?
Let me ask you this. Do you see who's going to be the starter for the Washington Redskins? Skins?
Yeah, Colt McCoy. Pew, pew.
Case Keenum.
Is he really? Well, yeah, they signed
Haskins
him.
Haskins was awful.
Did
last
you
week.
See what Washington Redskins did to Colt McCoy last year? So he broke his leg. They brought him back early. He has major bone issues with how they broke his leg, and now he's having serious again. They bungle more injuries. Their starting left tackle had a head trauma injury or whatever. He had a contusion in his
benign
head drain.
Tumor.
Yeah, and now he's not even. He's like, I'm not playing for these guys. The medical bungles that the Washington. No pun there.
Well, they're a terrible team and a terrible franchise with a terrible owner, just like Cincinnati.
Case Keenum is going to start for, what, four straight teams now? Denver, Minnesota. Did he start at all for the Rams? Yes. And now Washington?
Didn't he start for Houston, too?
Holy moly.
But you can get in the door for $4. So, I mean, there's that. But on ESPN, Raiders, Cardinals, Kyler Murray versus the Raiders. So you'll be able to see that on Hard Knocks next week. All right, let's stick in the NFL. Jimmy G's bad day highlights something that I want more of. Dustin Cam on the Fan. All right, 720, Dusty here at Camp Cleveland with you. Jimmy Garoppolo, boy, he's making the headlines, man. What a bad day he had.
He threw
an interception on five straight attempts yesterday at Niners practice.
I'm going to give you my inside Allen Iverson. Are we talking practice, man? Practice? Not the game. Not the game that I get paid. Practice? We talking practice, man? We're talking about.
Oh my gosh, people are freaking out about it.
What a joke.
Because he threw five interceptions and Kyle Shanahan afterwards is like, well, you just got to hope you practice long enough that he snaps out of it. Yeah. You know, and fans are actually freaking out. Buck came in during the break. What did you tell me, Ryan?
Oh, I told you two things. Hold on.
Ryan from the Bay
Ryan
Area.
Ryan from the Bay. That's his new nickname. There's Buck Ryan is his Portland name. Ryan from the Bay is going to be your football nickname.
Yeah, he's wearing his Ryan Joe Montana from the Bay underoos.
Is my football See, nickname. Buck is your sports radio Portland name. Mm. But when we're going to talk about 49ers and the Giants and the Golden State Warriors, you're Ryan from the Bay.
First time, long time. what did you say?
There's a writer that pointed out, who covers the Niners, that pointed out Jimmy Garoppolo has thrown 9 interceptions through 12 practices, and Nick Mullins, just 1.
Whoa!
Bum, bum, bum!
No. Oh, my gosh. What are we going
to
do?
Quarterback controversy. $125 million reasons not to do it.
As far as I'm concerned, it's an open competition.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
Look at that dissension in the ranks immediately. How many 5 interception games have we ever seen? Oh, wait a minute. Nathan Peterman.
Did it in a half.
did it in one half.
There was a Detmer who did it. Coy or Ty, one of them.
One of the Dets.
Oh, my gosh.
It's practice, by the way.
And here's the thing. This is dirty little secret.
Was it in 7-on-7? Was it in team? Was it in 1-on-1s? Where was it? I love how this 5 in a row. Was it 5 in a row in warm-ups?
I don't know.
In pat and go?
It doesn't.
Is that where it
now
was?
Now, that would be a little concerning. What? Now, this is something that I don't think people really understand. Sometimes coaches will set up a script for practice that does not favor his quarterback.
And do you think maybe the defensive coordinator might have grabbed the script?
Here's another thing.
That never happens in practice. I'm just FYI. The defensive guys sneak the offensive script. And yep. They will do it. And they will script to. Now, some teams, I don't know if this is an FYI for everybody, is the offense sets the script. The defense then gets the script, and then they set their defense off that script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it favors, and sometimes the head coaches will go, hey, we want you guys to give us this look for this play.
Adverse situation.
Because if Jimmy is locking on, you know, Kendrick Bourne, we don't want him to do it. Mm-hmm. Jump that route.
Yep.
The other thing Kyle Shanahan said was, he goes, I was a defensive coach today, so I was kind of pleased with how things went. I mean, he was saying that he was focusing on the defensive side of the ball and was hoping they did well, so maybe he threw more at Jimmy than he would have otherwise.
So you think maybe that he set his script and said, hey, guess where they're going with the football here?
I think maybe it's not that big of a deal.
Exactly.
And if it was in one-on-ones, you usually use like a hand signal. Right. And this is about the time in training camp where the defense has learned what the hand signals are for the offense. Mm. And they will cheat to no end and be like, yeah, I'm jumping that all day long. So that is a quick explainer of why things may be happening the way it is. But what I want more of is the NFL Network will do their training camp specials, look-ins. I want televised practice.
Oh.
I think that would be great for the NFL. Televised practice.
Not just televised practice. So I mentioned this to you this morning. I think all of us kind of maybe feel this way. Maybe. But if I told you, because now the NFL does, what's more interesting than games in preseason?
Oh, the new thing, the new wave?
What is it?
The joint practice.
Joint practices. And here's my, even in Hard Knocks, I don't know if you guys are watching Hard Knocks or anyone's out there watching the Raiders and the sideshow of John Gruden slash, I call it the Hard Grudens, because that's really what it is.
Whoa.
If you watched Hard Knocks, the joint practices part, guess who all participated in joint practice? And there was some fights. Mm. Newsflash, there was fights. Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, Todd Gurley. The only guy that wasn't there was Antonio Brown, and that's a whole other saga that we're dealing with anyway.
Is it the helmet or the feet?
So if you told me that I get a chance to watch the one-on-one competitions with Aaron Donald, and I get to watch 7-on-7, a team, and then I get to watch all the special teams, and they come together for teams, that to me is watching the crap game that happens when guess who's not playing? Derek Carr's not playing. Jared Goff's not playing. Todd Gurley's not playing. Aaron Donald's not. All these top players are sitting out in no pads. And I want to watch practice. Please televise joint practices. Eliminate two preseason games. Televise me some 2 weeks of joint practices. Have two preseason games. And let's go. Sell tickets to it.
Now we're talking.
I have fixed football. Boom. NFL done. Sell tickets in a stadium. Joint practice. Televise it, and then play two preseason games. We're done.
Here's my one question, though.
Yeah.
Why not? Why are we not doing this?
Well, we are. We're just not getting it live. And I'm talking about live. You would watch. You would tune in. If I told you the Patriots were scrimmaging the Titans.
Yeah.
But their joint practice, which they currently are. Did you see Mike Vrabel giving a bunch of crap to Tom Brady?
Yeah, and Tom Brady fired right back at him.
There's no walking on the field.
Hey.
They're former teammates.
They yes, coach.
That. But if you were able Same to watch age. That live and see some of those one-on-one drills and watch team and watch 7-on-7 and watch pass rush, I mean, that gets my – not only is my sports pants tight, my brain's about ready to explode because that is the fun of football.
When I also think it'd be great for kids to see how hard guys work at practice.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Even like some of the diva guys that we think are the showboat and don't put any of the work in. Like Odell Beckham works his butt off.
Yeah.
Like all those videos that people see of Odell doing the one-handed catches after practice and stuff, those are all after practice when he's working on the jugs machine. It's like everybody's gone and gone away. Like that's why he's by himself out there doing it.
Right. And you're more personable and up front. You could bring cameras down on the field. You can get up close and personable with a live shot right down there. They can get out of the huddle. You can bring J.J. Watt over. He'll talk to the camera live during the broadcast. Hey, what'd you guys run right there? Yeah, we were doing that.
See,
this is what we want. And then the games are the games. But preseason should be about wanting to watch those guys get ready.
This is why, you know, we deserve millions of dollars to work for the NFL. As a consultant, we can consult them on these things and make them even more.
I think they're moving their way towards that. And it's quite obvious that joint practice, you get more out of the joint practice stuff than I ever did in the team ones.
Mm-hmm. I want practices mic'd. I want meetings mic'd. I want the... the dumper mic. I want the Truman Show. That would be great. Follow them everywhere. Let's go, guys. It would be huge. And preseason football, it should go away. It can go away. Joint practices and put them on TV. It fixes all the problems the NFL has, except for the fact that they get to charge fans full price to go and watch these stupid preseason games.
Yeah, and they're bad. They're not great.
And one thing that I think is also very cool is a lot of these joint practices don't happen in the hometowns of the teams. Like, what did you guys played when you were at the Saints, you guys played the Chiefs in like Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Well,
right?
We were all in Wisconsin. We were all together with the Bears and then the Chiefs, See? The Saints, and then we also had Minnesota. But we were all within, so we practiced against each other in a tour.
How cool would it be to have the Titans and Patriots practice in Missoula? You know, that'd be awesome. Take them to Missoula, Montana.
Traveling roadshow?
Yeah,
roll in on the train?
Yeah, bring the Dolphins and the Chargers to Portland and do it there.
Can you imagine if the Raiders and the Seahawks or the Raiders and the 49ers came up here and practiced at Civic?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or Providence
Park?
Yeah, what would you do to watch that?
You could charge.
Sell out in an hour.
And you could charge whatever the heck you wanted.
It would sell out just like that.
All right. Okay.
And I want this to go to college, too.
Traveling Roach. Oh, joint practices in college?
Yeah, I want to see Oregon and Oregon State joint practice.
That's what I think spring ball should be.
Yeah, that would be good, too.
I think you should have
joint practice. What's the point of knowing? It's like, we don't want to show them our stuff. Well, who cares?
Yeah.
You're running 9-on-7. You're running downhill. At what are you going to do? What are you going to show your specific run game blocking scheme that's not going to know? Well, we want to just run vanilla, but do it for us.
Yeah.
Selfishly.
Yeah. Have a spring game of, you know, Oregon State, Iowa State.
Mm.
Oh, right? But you could still, like, break it up and like, there could be a portion of practice where, you know, Jonathan Smith goes to Matt Campbell, hey, could you give us this look? We want to work on this. But it's not going against your same guys who've seen it over and over and over again. You know, like you could sit there and be like, it's not a real game. We want to get certain looks and certain things, but you get to do it against different people. So
that's what I want. We're right here. We got it. We fixed it.
And we fixed NFL preseason and spring ball for college. Boom, crotch chop. Take that, world. Coming up next, we'll try to figure out if the Chiefs' offense is unstoppable. One All Pro thinks so. Here's Buck with SportsCenter. Yeah, yeah. Holy dive. You've been down too long in the midnight. All right. 7:35, Dusty here, Cam Cleland. Band back together. Happy birthday, Mr. Cleland. Best 44 in your opinion.
Happy birthday. Oh. Mr. President, happy birthday to you.
Creepy Mike Myers?
Yeah.
Happy wife birthday also.
Wayne's World. Yeah.
Happy Hera birthday.
I called her during the break and she wanted me to tell you happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday, buddy. you never gave your best 44.
Yeah, I did.
Who?
Didn't I?
No.
I did.
So what's it?
Brian Bosworth in college.
Oh, yeah. Brian Bosworth in college.
And then Reggie Jackson.
And then Reggie Jackson. Yeah, Reggie Jackson's a good one. Okay. Travis Kelce says that the Chiefs' offense is unstoppable.
Did you see what the Chiefs have named their receiving corps?
Yeah. Yeah. And Seahawk fans are all butthurt about it.
Oh, boy.
It's the Legion of Zoom.
God, you know what, Chief fans? You guys are ripping off the Seahawks like there's no tomorrow. You had to get the loudest stadium, started with the clank, and then you had to tell you, you're like,
whoa, oh. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. No, Arrowhead was the record that the Seahawks broke.
I need to. I think it's the other way around. I think it was the other way around. I think Arrowhead said, no, we are going to break the record that Seattle set.
Because they broke their record.
I'd have to do verification for that.
They went take backsies on it. But they did break it. Hold on. Seahawks fans, you stole the 12s thing. Texas A&M had well before had 12s.
Oh, no. I don't disagree with the 12, but then they borrowed the 12th man. Then they had gotten fined for a trademark. Now they just have 12s.
They pay for it.
Yeah. They don't pay for it anymore. They just took 12s.
And also, wasn't Legion of Boom a ripoff of Legion of Doom? It's not like that was all that original on themselves.
Legion of Doom. Who are the Legion of Doom?
Legion. It's like a comic book thing, right?
The Hall of Justice.
No, it's wrestling too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly, Legion of Boom was a spinoff on a phrase that already existed, just like Legion of Zoom is.
I'm just arguing that it's a bunch of ripoff artists everywhere.
Seahawk fans were all upset, but it's like, wait a minute, guys.
Nobody cares.
Russian. But
who cares?
Travis
wide receivers.
What Travis Kelce is saying right now is, we're impossible to defend. Because not only do they have Travis Kelce, probably one of, if not the best tight ends in the game right now.
George Kittle, hold my beer.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said one of, if not the best. But Kittle had a year.
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah, I know. Travis Kelce is very, very good.
But then you add Tyreek Hill, who ran a 4.240.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Watkins, who ran a 4.340. And then you have, what's his name? Mecole Hardman, who is a 4.440.
Fast.
They have Hardman ran a 4.33. And then the other guy, DeMarcus Robinson, ran a 4.4. You have the fastest assembly of receivers in NFL history right now.
Fast.
Are they actually unstoppable? And then you got Mahomes and Kelce, too.
Good pass rush will slow that down very well.
My gosh.
Without a good offensive line, there's a lot of good things that Kansas City is going to be an exciting football team to watch. They are a favorite. I still like, unless they can figure out the Melvin Gordon issue, I still like the L.A. Chargers in that division. Their pass rush, their roster is spectacular. That's a very good division.
Yeah,
I'm excited to watch those, too. And by the way, Kansas City should be the favorite. They should be with their talent. They got a different defensive coordinator. They got a different pass rush this year. And by the way, if they wouldn't have lined up offsides, they'd be in the Super Bowl.
Yes, they would be.
So this goes without saying. They should be naming themselves tons of nicknames. But again, nicknames don't win. Performance does. And if you got the best arm in football right now with Patrick Mahomes, you're going to need guys to be able to run deep.
Their defense is revamped. Remember, they got Frank Clark from Seattle.
Yep.
Their defensive line has Chris Jones on it. Alex Okafor, they signed Tyrann Mathieu this offseason. Remember, mm-hmm. that was a big splash hire that they had. They're going to be good. We know that they're going to be really good offensively. Can their defense keep up with it? But yeah, they do have a tough division that they have to play in. Denver is going to be much improved this year, as is the LA Chargers, Melvin Gordon, that was a bizarre thing. This morning, he's posting videos of himself working out, which is pretty impressive.
Running on the treadmill with a helmet and shoulder pads.
Yeah, but did you notice that he's just at like a normal gym? Like there's like a mom running on the treadmill like two treadmills over. Could you imagine walking in and you see a guy in shoulder pads and a helmet just sprinting
treadmill? He can't go to the facility. Where is he going to work out? I used to work out at 24-Hour Fitness.
He's like at Planet Fitness with the lunk alarm is going off every time he's doing a power clean because...
Well, it's cheaper there.
Gotta get lifting, bro.
$24 a month, man. I don't have to pay a large amount.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine what it would be like if you were just getting up and you were there, you're hanging out, all of a sudden, next thing you know, you go, what the heck? It's Melvin Gordon. He's running on the treadmill right next to me. There you go.
But the Chiefs, as we go back to them, how do you defend that, though? I mean, honestly, you say a pass rush can be the difference. We've never seen speed like this, and then... at the tight end position, if those guys are stretching you out, that leaves Travis Kelce everywhere in the middle of the field, right?
I mean, guys, look, speed is fine. Speed is spectacular. But being able to catch the football and translate that to offense is not always great. I mean, you could look at the top wide receivers in the league right now. Not all those guys are 4-3 guys. Not all of them. I mean, Hopkins has just grip strength. Antonio Brown is extremely quick, but he's also, he can do everything in the inside. All these things, and speed does not translate to success. It is a nice option to have. I will tell you, a very good option to have. But even all these wide receivers in the league know that unless you have a solid offensive line that can give you 2 to 3 seconds to get down the field, mm-hmm. and Patrick Mahomes can make plays outside, you don't have anything with speed.
They do have a great offensive line, though, too. Last year,
very
they
solid
had
offensive line.
I mean, yes. You have your left tackle's Eric
offense
Fisher.
Offense is not the
really
problem
good.
In Kansas City. It is their defense.
Mitchell Schwartz.
Yeah, signed a new deal. Got a good extension.
And they got the doctor at right guard, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. Remember him? He got his doctorate. He's Canadian. So I don't know.
They just need to be better at defense.
How good did they get better this year?
Of course.
They get rid of D Ford. You add Frank Clark. You got Chris Jones in the middle. Tyrann Mathieu added the secondary. But, I mean, they had a lot of defections off that thing.
Yeah, because I almost said Gunther Cunningham.
Addition by subtraction with the new defensive coordinator coming in.
Different ideas. You can look at everything across the board. You can tell you. Look at the LA Rams when they're able to adjust. Bring in new coaching staff. Adjust your scheme and understand you have to be able to stop teams. And if you can't be as physical as everybody wants to be on, especially in the NFL now, I mean, they flag everything. You can't be as physical. That offense that the Kansas City has with that kind of speed is going to be very intimidating early. But can those guys hold up? We've seen fast wide receiving cores all over the place before.
It's amazing how quickly teams have figured out if you have that quarterback, you must go and spend money to help them out on the outside mm-hmm. and then put all the rest of your money on the defense. I mean, the Chiefs, they're in that window right now. If they don't win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years...
How many window teams are out there? There's a lot of those. I can say that about a lot of teams. I can say that about the LA Chargers. I can say that about the
Rams.
The Rams. I can say that about the Dallas Cowboys. Their window.
You're in a different window at the Chargers. You have who's in the young quarterback window right now? Like the young quarterback, you're like, they could win. You got, I guess the Cowboys, Cowboys, Eagles, Rams.
But that mindset, I mean, that starts, it makes me feel like the Dan Marino situation where you go, oh, you know, they're all right. They got that young quarterback. They'll be good for a while. Well, you make it to one. The Seahawks have felt that. You make it to one. You almost win two. And next thing you know, you become not irrelevant. You're successful, but it's hard.
I got halfway through an article on my vacation because it was on the Ringer. It was really long. It was the one common thread that NFL teams have now, and I stopped reading it, is the quarterback window is one way to build, and that's what teams are trying to shortcut their way through. But if you look at Super Bowl champions, those teams are old. The teams are old. Like, even when Russell Wilson, like, the overall team age was not that young. When you win a Super Bowl, your roster is largely old.
Always veterans. Veterans win in every league.
Mid-level, you have high-paid talent. Mm-hmm. Mid-level paid players are usually older, and that's what wins you Super Bowls.
Yeah, experience.
And those could be that could be the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
I'm excited to watch the Chiefs play
with Tyrann Mathieu.
They are going to be so much fun to watch.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, one play away from a Super Bowl.
And there's any coach in the league right now that does? I mean, this is a tough word to use, but I'll use it. That deserves a Super Bowl like Andy. I mean, Andy Reid, of all the coaches that I currently watch right now, I want Andy Reid. I would that guy deserves a Super Bowl as a head coach.
Kind of sucks he doesn't have one.
You have to earn it. There's no such thing as deserve, but I'm using that word very loosely. But boy, that'd be great.
That may be something I write down for later. That was a great point. NFL coaches who haven't won a Super Bowl, who's the most deserving? All right, we go off the rails next, though. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
What in God's name are we doing?
What?
Most sports talk segments are designed to keep the average fan informed while sparking traditional debates.
I have another story that will take you off the rails.
This is not that segment.
Fungal spore.
Growing in his lungs.
It's time to get away from the games.
He choked out a mountain lion and saved his life.
And get into the most bizarre, shocking, and hilarious news stories of the day.
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
It's time for Off the Rails.
Millennial dogs are like, nope.
With Dusty and Cam in the morning.
They crossed their paws and said, I'm done with it.
On 1080.
Stupid covers all genres.
The Fan.
All right, go off the rails at this time every day. Mr. Cleland, I think I may have seen one of the worst people at the airport yesterday.
Why?
On my flight from Orange County, I was in the airport and this lady was being pushed in a wheelchair. I felt very bad for her. And I was like, oh, geez, you know, looks like she's in substantial amount of pain. And then I see her get wheeled to her gate and has a conversation that got kind of loud. And then after the attendant says, well, we can't like cater to every single one of your needs here. She then just got up out of the wheelchair and was moving around, finally bent over, was unpacking stuff. And then I saw her just kind of walking around and being fine. It was mind-blowing to me to see the lengths that people will go to to get through shorter security lines at a airport. And I believe that this woman's entire reason for being wheeled through was to get through security easier and not have to wait in the line at the airport. Because I'm not kidding. She went up to the gate, was talking to the gate. I heard her go, well, I don't know what to do. Then they're like, well, we're sorry. And then she just popped right up, started walking around, and she was fine walking around the rest of the way.
I give a lot of credit to all those people that work in the travel industry. I think the two worst things in life right now are, number one is moving. Number two is plane travel at airports. It is the epitome as the, I mean, just in the flights and the smells and the 2 hours and the delays. And it's just, I mean, I did a 4,500 mile road trip. I would rather drive to New York than fly.
No way. No.
All day long.
No way.
Yeah, because I want to see the country and enjoy my trip. If I have to fly, fine. Fine. I have to, but I have to do it. Going to the airport is terrible. It's terrible.
I don't. Yeah, it is pretty bad. You see the worst of people at airports and in traveling and stuff. And that is something that is unfortunate because there's a lot of there are so many just disrespectful people. Like when I was going to Super Tourist Eras, I obviously went to like Disneyland, which was awesome amount of fun. But then you kind of like, when you're not like caught up in what's going on at Disneyland and all that, you start like people watching when you're waiting in lines and stuff. Oh my gosh. People are mean to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in the airport service, I understand why a lot of the gate agents and people working baggage and stuff, why they are so disgruntled often and just kind of short with people. It's because although you may be well-intentioned, other people are terrible human beings and give them no respect
whatsoever.
But that's
never going to change.
My goodness.
You can't nice people to death.
Why not?
Yeah, I know.
People are too angry. Why can't you be nice to people?
No, you can be nice, but there's just too many angry people. Too much anger.
Well, lighten up, everybody.
I know.
Have a little fun.
I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you.
Jeez.
That's why I just avoid it. It's easier.
Mm.
Walk the other way.
Okay.
That's why you just get yourself a nice bus. John Madden this thing. And go in on a nice bus and just bus everywhere.
Dude.
That'd be great.
We've been.
You get yourself a driver. He's chill.
I've been on way too many really long bus rides, though.
No, your own bus. Like, you got your own bus.
Mm-hmm. Private flying seems like it'd be very nice. Have your own private jet.
That's a different lifestyle.
I drove past that portion of the Orange County Airport.
Sounds great.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those people that are flying on those private jets, dear God, they are...
it's a different kind of lifestyle.
Blah. Yeah.
They spend more in one flight than most people make in a month.
You were on a...
Or I'm sorry, a year. What am I talking about?
You serious? No, seriously.
No, I'm not joking.
It's like if you charter like a big flight, it's like $100,000 for that's like a charter a jet to fly like a whole team across the country or whatever.
No. Yeah, but it's...
But if you're doing private flying in a private jet where you have an on-call, mm-hmm. I wonder how much that is. Like... I see golf has a lot of those NetJet sponsors. How much do you think that is? How much is a NetJet thing where you can do private, like, flight concierge thing?
How much to do a NetJet?
How much is that? Yeah.
I mean,
where it's not like you buy your own jet, but you...
I think I couldn't even begin to say. I mean, probably a normal flight where we would pay, if we went to L.A., this is just me shooting off the hip, if we went to L.A., a flight might cost us, on average, $300. Maybe a little more, maybe $250, somewhere in there. It probably cost you to rent, to get an airplane and get all that stuff done, probably $5,000 to $10,000, somewhere in there.
Just to go down to L.A.?
Just to go down to L.A.
Might be worth it, depending on how many people you can get on that flight.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you're sitting there and you're going, if you can get 10 people on that flight, it's $1,000 to do it. You know, if it's $10,000, that'd be pretty cool. I don't know. All right, 55305. $250,000 per year to be part of NetJet.
Is that just your membership fee?
Wait, if it's $250,000 a year, is that unlimited flights?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think that's just like your minimum. That's your minimum buy-in to get into it, and then you have to, and then there's above and beyond. It's kind of like your membership fee at the golf course. You know, you pay your monthly fee. And then you go above and beyond because you get your food, your drinks, and your other buddies show up. And then you're continuing to upgrade the airplane. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
What were we going to talk about?
Well, that. Oh. Just terrible people and terrible jobs.
That's all right. I did Case of the Mondays on a Tuesday.
Oh, you did? What was it? What was your Case of the Mondays?
San Francisco.
That was really, you hate San Francisco that much?
Just hate driving in it. It was frustrated. Yeah.
Isn't that every major city, though?
Well, and the fog. Traffic and weather.
Fog.
Okay, so where was the worst traffic that you saw? Oh, was it San Francisco?
Absolutely.
Wasn't L.A.?
No, L.A. was fine. L.A. was great. L.A. is spread out. Lots of space. It was beautiful. Although it was foggy on the beach, and I played golf at Trump National, because now I'm in that box.
Did?
Yeah, I'm in that box. I'm at that box guy. I mean, I played a golf. It was a great golf course.
Wait, you took your golf clubs with you?
Come on, man. You take your golf clubs everywhere you go.
I mean, you had a packed trip. Is that
two things I must carry? Two things I have to carry. Underwear and my golf clubs. Other than that, I can live without a few things.
Wait a minute. So is that the only golf you played in the 2 weeks?
Huh?
Only golf you played in the 2 weeks was there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
But I had the golf clubs with me for the whole trip. priority.
Good use of space.
You got to bring your golf clubs.
Good. Was the course nice, though?
It's beautiful. It's right on the beach.
Is it Riviera? Is that it?
No, it's Trump National.
Well, I thought there's like 100 billion of them.
No, this one is in L.A.
Okay. Where are the nicest people at, too? That's another thing I need to know. Where is the nicest people that you saw? South?
Oh, the Midwest. Everybody out
like,
there.
All right, no, what
the
city?
Nicest people?
Yeah.
The city?
Like what city / I don't want to say state because that's too.
You're gonna think I was in parks when I'm in RV places, so I'm getting people from around the country.
Yeah,
In fact, when I was in the Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. We were the only people that were from America. What? In the Grand Canyon, I'm not kidding.
Really?
I met one other couple. Sorry, when they were from. I'm sorry, we're not the only ones. Met one other couple. Everyone else, France, Germany, Holland, Italy, everywhere.
Were they all like family trucks during it too?
All of them had RVs, RV services, and they just rolled in and rolled out.
Really?
All of them everywhere. It was fun.
That's wild.
I loved it. I would run
That's
around.
That's pretty cool.
I would walk around and I'd hear like a bunch of people speaking French. They'd be like, "Bonjour, je m'appelle Cameron. Et toi?" And I would start trying to communicate when they'd be like, "What is it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I can't go that far. Sorry."
Then you'd sing in the national anthem and walk away.
Yeah. And then the Italians would do it. And then you'd take a picture. And we'd take pictures with the Italians and then the Germans.
Like it's a small world.
I didn't know what I said.
You probably
they were the Germans. But it was great. It was fun. So many different languages.
Cool, man.
Although they don't know how to read danger signs.
Well, yeah. Because it's not in their language. I think danger signs
stick
are...
Stick figure is everyone's language, though.
Yeah, I think it's all pretty self-explanatory. If
they
you
were
see a
out
sign,
on cliffs with 5,000-foot drops, and they're just standing there with their kids taking selfies.
Yeah, well, that's just dumb people. I mean, it doesn't matter if you can read or not. Dumb people are going to dumb people things. But warning signs are pretty self-explanatory no matter where you are in the world. If it is a sign that has an exclamation point and is red...
I would think the
same
thing.
We all know, don't go there.
Yeah, no, it didn't stop them.
Huh. Okay. 55305, the Better You Today text line. Okay, traffic. Bad. San Francisco, worst city in the world, according to Cam Cleland. Ryan from the Bay, not happy with that.
No, he's not happy.
Dustin came on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.